Exclusive: Israeli Minister Amichai Chikli lauds Trump's outside-the-box Gaza plan, bold and credible. By Joshua Klein on February 13, 2025. Future plans for Gaza can only be implemented after Hamas's defeat. According to Israel's Diaspora Affairs Minister Amichai Chikli, who praised U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal for the United States to take control of the coastal enclave, resettle its population, and rebuild it into a thriving economic hub, calling it a bold, outside-the-box incredible shift away from past failed peace strategies. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News on Thursday, the Israeli minister emphasized that Trump's strategy represents a shattering of the Oslo paradigm, which assumed that territorial concessions to organizations like the PLO and Hamas would lead to peace. The failed Oslo Accords, signed in 1993 under the sponsorship of Democratic President Bill Clinton, laid out a framework for Palestinian self-rule in exchange for Israeli withdrawals, but ultimately led to escalating terror and prolonged conflict. Instead, the minister argued, past concessions, including Israel's withdrawal from Gaza and Lebanon, have only emboldened terror groups, culminating in the recent war. We have all seen where the Oslo Accords, the withdrawal from the security zone in Lebanon, and the destruction of Jewish settlements in Gaza have led us, stated Chikli, who is a member of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party. The events of October 7 and the resulting war are a direct result of Israel's so-called courageous concessions. Chikli argued that this reality demands a bold and uncompromising shift in strategy. Trump's approach is characteristic of him: bold, outside the box, and most importantly, credible, he said. Everyone understands that he means what he says. However, he cautioned that Israel's war against Hamas is far from over and will require more time before discussions on Gaza's future can take place. Only after we achieve a total military victory over Hamas will we be able to seriously address the question of Gaza's future, he said. The minister also welcomed the idea of international involvement in Gaza's reconstruction, including potential American and allied participation. The idea of American involvement, and perhaps the participation of other friendly nations in the future development of Gaza or parts of it, is, in my view, a positive one, he stated. When asked about accusations that Trump's plan is immoral because allowing Gazans to leave the war zone voluntarily amounts to displacement, Chikli countered that true immorality lies in the refusal of Arab nations to accept Palestinian refugees. What is truly immoral is the insistence of Arab countries, which loudly proclaim their commitment to Palestinian rights, to refuse to accept Palestinians who wish to relocate, he stated. Acknowledging the severe destruction of Gaza's infrastructure, Chikli noted that reconstruction could take over a decade and require immense resources, reiterating that rebuilding efforts must follow a decisive military victory over Hamas. Addressing Trump's Monday ultimatum to Hamas, demanding the release of all hostages by Saturday or facing severe consequences, the minister called it an important statement that reflects moral clarity and the understanding that Hamas's evil must be eradicated. He also highlighted the strategic impact of U.S. policy shifts under Trump, including the release of munitions withheld by the Biden administration and the cessation of U.S. aid that had benefited Hamas. This places us in a completely different strategic position than we were in 2 months ago, he concluded. Last week, President Trump announced his Gaza proposal during a press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Trump's vision, unlike anything seen before, could reshape the region's future, with supporters seeing it as a historic opportunity to bring stability and prosperity. The matter comes as Israel continues its military operations against Hamas in the aftermath of the October 7 massacre, the worst terrorist attack in Israel's history, which saw thousands of terrorists burst into Israel and gun down participants at an outdoor music festival while going door-to-door hunting for Jewish men, women, and children in local towns who were then subject to torture, rape, execution, immolation, and kidnapping. Past Israeli withdrawals from Gaza and Lebanon were driven by the hope that concessions would bring peace, but instead, they emboldened terrorist groups. Trump's firm stance against Hamas, alongside his bold proposal for Gaza's future, marks a departure from previous U.S. policies, setting the stage for a new regional strategy with lasting implications. In April, Chikli lamented the Biden administration's continuous pressure against Israel while insisting that Biden's appeasement of Tehran and removal of sanctions was a tragic mistake that allowed for Hamas and other Iranian proxy groups to obtain more weapons and destabilize the Middle East. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.